Stanford sits on the ancestral lands of the Muwekma Ohlone tribe.
This land was and continues to be of great importance to the Ohlone people.
Those are Stanford students Ryan Duncan and Jade Araujo offering a land acknowledgement, recognizing Indigenous communities that previously lived on, and in some cases still live on, land seized by colonial powers. The acknowledgements are common in Australia, but less so here. Some city council meetings start with a land acknowledgement, and in the arts, it's not unusual to hear performers acknowledge the land they are on. But it's far from mainstream, especially at universities. Some student groups are trying to change that. Annabelle Littlejohn Bailey is a student at Vanderbilt University, where the school has not agreed to an acknowledgement. She's co-president of the Indigenous Scholars Organization. Annabelle, welcome.
Thank you for having me. I'm happy to be here.
Annabelle, a couple of years ago, students called for the university to agree to a statement acknowledging that the school was on former native lands. Can you start by telling us what land Vanderbilt is on and what you want the acknowledgement to say?
So currently, the land that Vanderbilt occupies is also the ancestral hunting and traditional lands of the Cherokee, Shawnee, Choctaw, Chickasaw, and Creek peoples. So whenever we give land acknowledgments, we always say that Vanderbilt University sits on the lands of about 3 to 6 different tribes. And I think that with the land acknowledgement, we want Vanderbilt not only to acknowledge its history, but also to connect that history to engaging with reparations for the communities that live here today.
And let's get into some of that. I want to say we did reach out to the university, but we didn't hear back. Do you have a sense of why the university won't do the acknowledgement? Have they explained their reasoning to you?
They've explained their reasoning to us a few times. We've had contact with administrators, but also with the university lawyer, and they've cited concerns that the land acknowledgement has some sort of legal imperative attached to it, such that if they offered a land acknowledgement, Vanderbilt would have to repatriate lands to the Indigenous peoples that used to occupy this land.
I find it fascinating also, Annabelle, that your organization wants to include descendants of slavery or remembering the harsh reality of slavery in a land acknowledgement. Explain that.
Yeah, I think one thing that we've had to deal with as an organization is understanding that histories of settlement are very diverse and have included a lot of different violent mechanisms. Black Americans are not settlers on this land. Many were forcibly brought through the process of enslavement. Obviously, if we are going to have sovereignty and justice for our own community, we have to address the other communities who have been damaged and also have been forced to participate in like the construction of American capitalism and the manifest destiny that encroached upon so many native lands.
So, Annabelle, your group is also focused on some other priorities aside from the land acknowledgement. What are those?
So we moved into the phase of thinking of other sort of more material solutions to the problems that our Indigenous students at Vanderbilt face. And among those have been sort of the establishment of an Indigenous studies program at Vanderbilt. There are no professors who explicitly study the field of Indigenous studies. And there's only one Native American professor that we know of currently employed by Vanderbilt that teaches undergrads.
And remind us some of the history of the Native American students at Vanderbilt and in the area. And why is it important that we know this and keep it front and center and remember it today?
Yeah, I think a lot of the conversations that happen at Vanderbilt surrounding Indigenous history obviously stem first and foremost from the impact of the Indian Removal Act under President Andrew Jackson. I think we have a unique situation because we are in a state that has no federally recognized tribes, and that is directly connected to the unique violence of settler colonialism within Tennessee and the removal of almost all Indigenous peoples in the 19th century, meaning that there's not a lot of Indigenous communities here. There certainly are some, but it's so small and it's been so sort of violently erased that we think Vanderbilt, with its being so close to the Trail of Tears, it has a unique duty to acknowledge that history just because of how complete the erasure of history from federal narratives and university narratives has been.
And some people have said, you know, doing a land acknowledgement is just kind of words. And I'm wondering if you think it could be done in a way that will make people aware of the history that you've just told us about.
That's something that we've been thinking a lot about. And that's part of why we've been sort of undergoing these various drafts of the land acknowledgement. So I think in the later drafts, we've moved towards the language of creating justice and affirming Indigenous sovereignty, and then working to hold Vanderbilt accountable in the present day.
You know, one of the things that causes some organizations to say, no, we're not going to do that, is the use of either the word unceded or stolen, so that you can do a land acknowledgement and say that you're on unceded land of, and then name the Native American people who lived there. Is that part of what you're trying to do at Vanderbilt?
Absolutely. Our most current land acknowledgement doesn't include that specific language, but we have had other land acknowledgements in past drafts that have included the language of unceded and stolen land. And it's something that we continue to be thinking about, because even just saying that the land is unceded and that it is stolen, yes, that's an important historical acknowledgement, but it's much more difficult to take concrete actions towards repatriating land and sort of the broader goal of land back.
Annabelle Littlejohn Bailey is a Vanderbilt student and co-president of the Indigenous Scholars Organization. Thank you for joining us, Annabelle.
Thank you for having me.